The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashas Truma.
The Torah starts by telling us, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe l'mor.
Speak to the children of Israel and take for me offerings from every person whose heart uplifts him. And truma. And then the Torah tells us what should be the offerings: gold, silver, copper, woolens, various types of wool, different colors, blue wool, purple, linens, and so forth. And what were we to do with all of this?
Make for me a sanctuary so that I may dwell amongst you.
This is the
mitzvah, say, positive commandment of building a mikdosh or a mishkon.
It was referred to both as a mikdosh, a beis hamikdosh, and a mishkon, in which is the beis hamikdosh, the sanctuary, the temple, which played a very, very central role in Klal Yisrael. At this time, which was after Moshe returned from the mountain, it was after Yom Kippur, after he received the first Luchos, the first tablets, and the second tablets, and it was built and it became the Mishkan, which went with Klal Yisrael in the desert. Ultimately, it was to become the permanent Beis HaMikdosh during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, in Yerushalayim. And this was a central place for all of our Aveda, all of our sacrifices, and so forth. Many, many halachos in the Torah, many laws in the Torah, which are relevant in the times when Klal Yisrael, in their entirety, live in Eretz Yisrael, and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, and the Shechina in its fullness is in Eretz Yisrael. We have many, many halachos then which we cannot fulfill today, only in that state. And this is the great area in the Torah and in the Talmud which deals with all of the sacrifices, the korbonos, Torah's Kahanim, all the laws of the Kahanim, and those that are related to it. Today, unfortunately, we do not have the Beis HaMikdash. It's already over 2,000 years. And therefore we lack a great deal of the avoda, of the mitzvahs, which can be performed only during that time. However, our Chazal tell us that even though today we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, but we were given something else in its place in the Golus, in the exile. And that is what is known as the Mikdosh Me'at. It's not a Beis HaMikdosh, but it's a Mikdosh Me'at, a small Beis HaMikdosh, to take its place. Let's examine this evening to see what is this that our sages tell us, that we have the Mikdosh Me'at, the small Beis HaMikdosh, to take its place. The source of this is in Yecheskel. Pasuk Tes Zayin. Actually, this was taking place when there was the exile from Eretz Yisrael, and those that were left in Eretz Yisrael were mocking those Shvatim, those tribes that went into Golus, and they were saying, "Asher omru lehem yesh v'yushalayim rachaku me'al Hashem." That they have gone far away from Hashem, Lonu hi nitna oretz. And now the land is given to us, lemeirosho, for our inheritance. So on that, Yecheskel said, in the name of Hashem, Lechein emor kei omar Hashem Elokim. This is what you shall say. This is what Hashem has said. Ki herchaktim ba'goyim v'chi hafitzeisim ba'arotzeis. That even though I have sent you out to distant places amongst the nations, and I have scattered you in all of the lands, v'ehi lohem lemigdosh mi'at. But still, in your golus, I shall be for you a migdosh me'at, a secondary beis hamigdosh, a smaller beis hamigdosh. Be'arotzeis asher bo'ushon, in the lands which you will come to. The Gemara brings in the Masechta Megillah. Masechta Megillah in Perek Bnei Ir. And of Chof Tes, the Gemara says, what is meant by that posuk? So the Gemara says, Om Reb Yitzchok, Eilu Bote Kinesiois, U Bote Midroshe Shebabab. These are the shuls and the yeshivas, the houses of learning, in Bavel. Whenever the Gemara refers to Bavel, it means in Golus. Except it refers to the Bavel because that was the Golus at the time of the Gemara. Reb Lezer Amar Ze Beis Rabbeinu Shebabab. Lezer says this refers to the house of Rabbeinu. Rashi says that was Rav. In other words, to the great house of study of Rav. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said that even though you are being driven out of Eretz Yisrael and you will no longer be in Yerushalayim and you will no longer have the Beis Hamikdash, nevertheless, I shall be for you Bo'ehi Lohem the Migdosh Me'at. I shall be for you a secondary Beis HaMikdosh. What is the secondary Beis HaMikdosh? Elu bote kinesiais u bote midroshes shebagoglu. These are the shuls and the yeshivas, the houses of study in Golos. What is meant by that? So the Gemara brings prior to this we learned in the Braisa Reb Shimon ben Yochai. This was the great Reb Shimon ben Yochai, the Talmud of Rebbe Kiva. Bo rei kama chavivin Yisrael ifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come and see how dear Yisrael is to Hashem. Shebechol mokum shegolu shechina imohem. Whoever they went into Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went with them. Goluli Mitzrayim, when they went into the Golos of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, Shechina Imohem, Kodesh Baruch Hu went with them. Shnema, as it states, Haniglo Niglesi Leveis Avicha B'Yesom Mitzrayim. Hashem said that I have revealed myself to your father's house when you were in Egypt. Golu LeVovel, when they went into the Golos of Bovel, Shechina Imohem, Kodesh Baruch Hu went with them. Shnema, as it states, Lemanchem Shalachti Bovelo, that I have gone to Bovel. Ba'avki shehein asidin ligoyel, and even when the redemption will come, the geula will come, shechina imohen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't wait in Eretz Yisrael for them, but he'll come up with them. Shenemar, as it states in the Vorim, I believe in Nitzavim or Kisovei, v'shov Hashem elekecha eshfus secho. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return with the captives of the Golus. Heshiv Leinamar doesn't say that he will return them. Elavishov, he will return with them. When the people come back to Eretz Yisrael from the Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be amongst them. Melamed, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu shovi mohen mibein hagolus. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns with them from the Golus. So therefore, Reb Shimon ben Yochai said, come and see how dear Klal Yisrael is how dear HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to Klal Yisrael. Because whenever Klal Yisrael went into Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went with them. So from here, we see
that the Shechina went with Klal Yisrael. The Shechina dwelled in the Beis HaMikdash and dwelled in Yerushalayim. It was called HaSheikh in Betzion. Kodesh Baruch Hu dwells in Zion. And it's the Shechina that gave all the Kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash and all the Kedusha to Yerushalayim. When Klal Yisrael went to Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took part of his Shechina and he sent that into Golus also. Where was it in the Golus? It dwelled in the Bote Kinesias, in the Shuls, and in the Bote Midrashis. And therefore, that Kedusha that the Beis HaMikdash had and that Yerushalayim had became part of the Bote Midrashis and Bote Kinesias of Bavel of Golus. That Kedusha, that same Kedusha. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, even though I am sending you out into the Golus, and you have lost a great deal, but still, Vayahi, I will be for you a Mikdush Mi'at. That you will have there also a Beis HaMikdash. And that Beis HaMikdash will hold you, will be the place of the Shechina until you return to Eretz Yisrael. And this is what the Gemara tells us in Masechet Brachos. The Gemara says in Masechet Brachos, and Daf Ches, what the Gemara says, Oiv Hashem Sharei Tzion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the gates of Tzion. So the Gemara darshens, what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the gates of Tzion? The simple sense is that he loves the gates of Tzion. But then the Gemara darshens, Sho'orim HaMetzuyim BaHalocha. The gates in which are found the Halocha. Mikan, She'ein Yisachor HaBeis HaMikdash, Ein LeKadosh Baruch Hu BeElomei, Ela Dal Rames Bilvad. That once there was the churban of the Beis HaMikdash, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelled, what are the Sharei Tzion? The Sho'orim HaMetzuyonim BaHalocha. The gates where Halocha, where the Torah was found. So from here is the reason why he dwelled in the Beis HaMedrash. And the same thing, he would dwell in the Beis HaTfilah. A Beis HaKnesses is a place that was set aside for Tfilah. For Tfilah B'Tzibur, for the Tzibur to come to Bimishpalo, to Daven, to prepare. The Beis HaMedrash was a place that was set aside for the Tzibur to come and learn. And the same thing in the Beis HaTfilah. The Mashal brings, and this Gemara in Megillah, he brings that the Gemara brings in Brochas. V'samachtim bebeist filosi. We have a pasuk that states, V'samachtim bebeist filosi, that I will cause you to rejoice in the house of my prayer. So the Gemara says, Bebeist filosim leinemar. It doesn't say in the house of their prayer, but in the house of my prayer. Why does it say the house of my prayer? It's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's a house where HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is mispalel, where he davens. Therefore it's called Bisimachtim Beveist Filosi. So the Mashal says this is referring not to the Beis HaMikdash, this is referring to the Bote Kinesias of Golus. It says therefore it states Zu Beisi Beist Filo Yikore L'Chol Amim, that this is Beisi and it's a Beis Tfilah L'Chol Amim. What does it mean it's a Beis Tfilah L'Chol Amim? For all nations, it is found all over. That when my house of prayer is in the Golus, it's found all over. Therefore, it's L'Chol Amim. It's found amongst all of the nations. And this is my Beis Tfilah, because this is where I also come. Because when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, I removed myself from where the Beis HaMikdash was, and I went with Klal Yisrael. Where did I dwell? I dwelled either in the Dal Ramesh Shel Halocha, where Torah was learned, which is the Beis HaMedrash, or I dwelled where the Tfilah was said, and Zu Beis Tfilah. And therefore it's called Beis Tfilah L'Chol Amim. Now, so how do we understand this? How do we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted himself up and he went into Golus with Klal Yisrael and he dwelled in the shuls and in the Beis HaMedrash? The Targum in the Tanakh and also the Rishonim, they say Migdosh Me'at Taninon, Tanyan Vashniyos. Tanyan Vashniyos, this means it's a duplication. It's a duplication of the Beis HaMikdosh. This is what Migdosh Me'at means. I will have for you a duplication of the Beis HaMikdosh, but it'll be a little smaller. What does it mean, a little smaller? So the Meforshim explain, the Rishonim and the Maral, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelled in the Beis HaMikdosh. There he dwelled, though, begolui. There he dwelled openly. And therefore there were great miracles. The Mishnah always tells us that Asor Nisim Nasala Vesenu Beis HaMikdosh. There were 10 miracles that consistently took place in the Beis HaMikdosh during the time of our fathers. When he went into Golus, he also dwelled in the Mikdosh Me'at, in the Shuls, and in the Yeshivas, but he dwelt B'Seser, concealed. The Baral actually explains that this, that it states that when the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to go to the Dalarama Shel Halacha, to the 4 cubits of Torah. It means like this. During the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also dwelled in the 4 cubits of Halacha. He always dwelt by the Torah. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, then he revealed himself. He revealed himself publicly in the Beis HaMikdosh and in Yerushalayim. So it became a place of open miracles. And this is like we quoted, consistently, many times every day, there were miracles that took place in the Beis HaMikdosh. Once the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, then he only could dwell in the 4 cubits of Halacha. So therefore, the Mikdosh Me'at is that he went into the shuls and into the houses of study, but no longer with Begolui revealed, but where he was concealed, where we could not see his miracles anymore, but he was still there. Actually, the Malbim explains this on the Pasuk in Yecheskel. He says, She'eshra shkinosi b'seichom gam shom. I will take my Shekhinah and I will put it in the Golus also, in the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. V'agam shle tishra shkinosi aleam bizgalyo. It is true that I will not bring my Shekhinah with a revelation, u'ba'esis u'ba'efsim, and with all types of miracles and phenomena, kemei b'migdosh ha'godol, like I did in the great Beis HaMikdosh. Nevertheless, tishre b'seser. But nevertheless, it'll still be a Beis HaMikdosh. Except it'll be b'seser, u'v'hashkocha musteres. It will be secretly. Ach ye'eh l'migdosh ma'at. And so therefore, I will be for a migdosh ma'at. V'tachas ha'migdosh yu aboti k'nisyois u'boti midroshes. Like Chazal Darshan. So the distinction between the migdosh ha'godol and the migdosh ma'at was that the Mikdosh HaGodol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelled begolui, where it was with great revelation. The Mikdosh Me'at is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelled secretly. But it was the same Kedusha, the Chazal tell us, that was in the Mikdosh HaGodol. So this is the Bote Midrashis and Bote Kinesiois of Babel. And then the Gemara goes further. In Tehillim, Tzadik Omer Aleph, Tzadik Posuk Aleph, Tfilin Lameish Ish Elokim. Meisha wrote, Hashem Ma'ein HaToh HaYisol Lonu. He told Hashem that you have been a Ma'on to us. Ma'on means a house of refuge. You have been a Ma'on to us b'dor throughout all of the generations. Now this posuk is a little difficult. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been a house of refuge to us.
throughout all of the generations. During the time in Eretz Yisrael, it was the Beis HaMikdosh. But what happened after the Churban? So the Gemara brings, also here in Megillah, Dorash Rova, Maidek Siva Shem On HaToho Yisolon Bedor Vedor Elu Bote Kinesiois Ubote Midroshes. These again are the shuls and the houses of study in Golus. This is what is meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been a house of refuge. The Targum brings that the first refuge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us was the Anani HaKovet. This was before the Beis HaMikdosh. From there, his refuge continued through the Mishkan, which we're learning about now. From there it continued through the Beis HaMikdosh. When the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, it continued in the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. Then the Gemara brings another posuk. Brings a posuk also in Tehillim. Perechov Vov, posuk Ches. Hashem, ohavti me'ein beisecho. David HaMelech said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have loved the refuge of your house. U'mekeim mishkan kvedecho. And I have loved the place of your honored sanctuary, the place of your honored dwelling. U'mekeim mishkan kvedecho, your honored dwelling. What is this referring to? So the Gemara says he's not referring to the Beis HaMikdosh. Actually, David lived before the Beis HaMikdosh was built. So what does it mean? Ahavti me'ein beisecho, I loved your protection of your house and the place of your honored dwelling. So the Gemara says this refers again to the Bote Kinesiyos and Bote Midroshes. David HaMelech was referring to the shuls, to the Beis Tefillah and to the Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara brings Omar Abaya, Mereish Hava Grisno Beveso Metzilne Bebekinishto. He says, I used to learn at home, and when it would come time to daven, I used to learn at home. And when it would come time to daven, I would go to shul. Once I heard, Kivin the Shamat, once I heard that David said, Hashem, Aftim Ein Beisecho, Umekei Mishkan Kvedecho, that I love your house of refuge. So then I decided that I must both learn and daven in the shul. See, the Gemara brings that a person should be mespalel, he should daven where he learns. So he was used to learn at home, and used to daven in shul. And then he said, David HaMelech said, that I love your house of refuge, and I love your dwelling place. And he wasn't referring to the Beis HaMikdash, he was referring to the shuls. So therefore, he stopped to learn at home, and he learned in the shul. The Gemara brings in Broches and the Ches the other way around. It says that there were those who used to daven in one place and learn another place. So it said they used to daven in the Beis HaMedrash. See, Rava was speaking where he was davening at home. So it's brought that those who learn in the Beis HaMedrash, they should daven in the Beis HaMedrash. Those who are davening in shul should learn in the shul, in order that the tefillah should be in the same place as the limud. This is preferably. With this, the Maral explains the Gemara in Broches. The Gemara brings in the first perek of Broches. We brought this before. Omrul Rabbi Yechanan. They told Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was the Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael. When they came from Bavel, the Talmidim, they told Rabbi Yechanan, Ikusabi b'Bavel. They said that there are people in Bavel who are very, very old. Toma. So Rabbi Yechanan couldn't understand it. He says, how is it possible that in Bavel, in Golus, there should be people who live for so long? It states, Leman Yirbu Yemeichem, Yemei Venechem, Alo Adoma. States that the bracha will be that you and your children will live long days on the land which I give you. So the bracha of Chaim will be in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz.
So Tomer Rabbi Yechanan couldn't understand how is it that people lived so long in Babel. Kiven de Omrule, but when they told him, Mekadme Umachshechei Lebeki Nishto, when they told him that they get up early to go to shul, and they go back at night to shul, Omer Haine de Manilo, he says, now I understand it. Now I understand it. Kiromer Rabbi Shuv ben Levi Levonov, like Rabbi Shuv ben Levi said to his sons, Kadima vechashicha lebeki nishto ki hechi de turaychi chaye. Get up early to go to shul and go back at night to shul, and you will live long. So he says, now I understand it, how there can be old people. So the Maral explains why. He says, because Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Achaim. One of the names for Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Achaim, it's the land of the living. From the great brachos of Eretz Yisrael is Birchas Achaim. It gives life. So he says, Lefichach Oma Dezeu de Manile, Shezehu Eimed B'mokem Madreges Eretz Yisrael. A Beis HaMedrash, or a Beis HaKnesses, is a Chelek of Eretz Yisrael. Because what is the Maile of Eretz Yisrael? The Maile is the Shechina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells there. But according to, we see from these Gemaras that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took part of his Shechina and he sent it, went with Klal Yisrael, and he dwelled in the shuls and in the Beis HaMedrash. So therefore, someone who spends a lot of time in shul and the Beis HaMedrash, so he is standing Eimed B'mokem Madreges Eretz Yisrael. He is standing in a Chelek of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Zehu D'mahaniluhu. This is what has allowed them to have Arich HaShomim, to live so long. This is what Rabbi Yechanan answered. Actually, the Gemara brings another story there, where it states that there was a very old woman. She lived very, very long. And she lived so long that she said she's tired of living because she's old and no longer can she function properly, and she's lost her taste. And she doesn't taste food anymore, and she doesn't taste drink. So she came to one of the Tanoim, the Amroim, and she said, Rebbe, she says, I've lived in this world long enough. I want to leave already. So he said, tell me what you usually do. So she says, every morning, no matter what I have to do, how important, she goes to the shul and she davens. So he said, stop going to shul for 3 days. She stopped going from shul for 3 days and she died. This is what the Gemara brings. Now, if this is the case, that the Bote Midrashes and Bote Kinesios of Babel and Golus are a Chelek Mamish of Eretz Yisrael, and even more than Eretz Yisrael, a Chelek of Yushalayim, and even more Yushalayim of the Beis HaMikdosh, Mikdosh Me'at. This means that we have to have great respect for a shul, and great respect for a Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara brings what's the distinction between the two. A shul is a mokum which was set aside for the tzibur to daven. A Beis HaMedrash is a place which was set aside for the tzibur to learn. Peskin bring that many of our Bote Midrashes are both. Because if you both learn and daven, then it's both. It's both a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. So then we have to have great Derech Eretz, more than great Derech Eretz, because we're speaking here of a Mikdosh Me'at. We're speaking here of the Kedush of the Beis HaMikdosh. Except that is Begolui, that was revealed, and this is Beseser. So we would need enormous Derech Eretz for the Beis HaMikdosh, for the shuls and for the yeshivas. And not only that, but they would have to be on a very high level to live up to this. And this is true. This is true. The fact is, it states that there's a mitzvah's essay in the Torah as Mikdoshai Tiro'u. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that you are commanded to fear my Beis HaMikdosh. And this brings on many halachos. That when you walked into the Beis HaMikdosh, we couldn't just walk in. The person had to remove his money belt. He had to walk in properly. There were many, many things that he was not allowed to do in the Beis HaMikdosh because Yireh Yeseirah Nitztavu Al HaMikdosh. The Chofetz Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, brings that there are Peskim Rishenim. He brings from the Yereim, from the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvah Zagodl, the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvah Zakotn, that holds that min HaTorah es Mikdosh HaTiro'u, refers also to the Bote Kinesiyes and Bote Midrashis of Golos. And if someone does not give proper honor and proper respect to the Besa, to the Shuls and to the Beis HaMidrash of Golos, so he's avery, transgresses a mitzvah zese min HaTorah of es Mikdosh HaTiro. Hi, but this is referring to the Beis HaMikdosh, and this is not a Beis HaMikdosh. It is. It's a Mikdosh Me'at that Yechezkel prophesied. Now, I'd like just to take a look at a few halachos which pertain to the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMidrash. There are many. We don't have time to learn many of them, but a few. The Rambam brings in Perkes Halacha Aleph. He says, Tfilas Hatzibur Nishmas Tomid Bafilo Hoyo Ben Chaitin. A Tfila Betzibur. When a person davens, Mispalur. When we refer to Tfila Bika, what we're referring to is the Shmain Esrei. When he davens with a minion, a Kodesh Baruch Hu listens, even if there are Chaitin. See, even if there are people who are sinners. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu meis betfiloshin sharabim, because a Kodesh Baruch Hu never rejects the prayers of the rabbin, of the many. Therefore, a person should always see to try, whenever possible, to daven together with a tzibur, and not to daven alone when he can daven with a minyan. And therefore, always he should get up in the morning and in the evening and go to the Beis HaKnesses, where the tefillah is always heard. And whoever has a Beis HaKnesses in a city and he doesn't go into it to daven, he's called a Shochein Ra. He's referred to as a very, very bad neighbor, an evil neighbor. Then he writes, Mitzvah Larutz le Beis HaKnesses. The person goes to Shul, so then it's a mitzvah to hurry. It's a hurry. Near the fall, Adas es Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Nedo, near the fall, that I hurry to go to Hashem, because it's considered the Beis Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there. When he leaves the Beis HaKnesses, though, then he must not hurry. A lot of people, when it comes time to leave, they run out of a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMidrash. No, that one's not allowed to. Al yafsiu psiu gaso, el yelech mi'at mi'at. He must walk out little by little, because it's the house of Hashem. According to what we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there. When you come to see a king, you don't turn around and run out. See? You walk out little by little. Beis HaMidrash, what's greater? A Beis HaMidrash or a Beis HaKnesses? Beis HaMidrash, Godel mi Beis HaKnesses. A house of study, that's greater than a house of prayer. V'chachomim gedeli mafal pisho hoyu lehem b'iron boti kinesio is harbe. And the great sages, even though they had in their cities many shuls, lo hayom ispaldin, they wouldn't go to shul to daven, ela b'mokum she'eiskim sham b'torah. But they were davening in the Beis HaMidrash where they learned. Behushi spalashom tfilas hatzibur. But that's if there was a minyan where they were in the Beis HaMidrash. Because this has the kedusha of tfilah, and the other has the kedusha of the sanctity of Torah. The sanctity of Torah is greater. Many shuls were made where they would learn that also. They would, many times they would have a shul. They have on the side of the shul, they'd have a table where they would learn also and say shurim. So then it also had the both kedushas. This was, I was quoting from Perek Ches. In Perek Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes, see, we have a question many times. When are we obligated to have a shul in a city? How many Jews must there be in a city in order that there's a communal obligation to put up a shul? Someone went overseas and he told me there you need 100,000 Jews for a shul. Alright, certainly not that many. But how many must you have? 1,000? 100? See, you live in a small town and you want a shul. But there's not many Jews. And to make a shul is an expense. We have to build a building, or at least rent a flat, or at least something we have to do. And then we have to, a shul is a shul. What's a shul? It means where you daven and you lane. So you have to get a Sefer Torah. And then you need someone to take care of it. And then you're going to need someone to lane, and you're going to need someone to daven. And if possible, you should have a rov also. But the rov is not part and parcel of the shul. That's a different halacha. So it's brought that every community must have a rov in order where he can guide them and rebuke them. But this is here, we're talking from the aspect of the mitzvah of a shul. So how many Jews must there be? 100, 500, 1,000? See, today they'll figure out what it'll cost. And they'll say, look, everybody can afford, let's say, 100 rand. So for that we'll need 1,000 Jews in order to have a shul. It's a halacha. Kol mokum sheyesh bei asorim Yisrael. Where every village, if there are 10 Jews, tzorech lohochin lebayis, sheyichnu subay letfila b'chol eis tfila, u'mokum zeh nikra beis haknesses. Every city, every village, if there are less than 10 Jews, there is no communal responsibility to build a shul. But if there are 10 Jews over bar mitzvah, it becomes a communal responsibility to build a shul. And a shul means where you have a separate place, which is miuchad. Doesn't mean where you call a minyan together in someone's office. See? That's very nice, but that's not a beis haknesses. Beis haknesses is where it's a place which is set aside for davening. This we have all the time. People were working, so they davened where they could. They davened at the office, they davened here, they davened there. But a beis haknesses is a mokum miuchad letfila that is set aside specifically for tfila and for kriyas hatorah, for the seder hatfila. So therefore, wherever there are 10 Jews, then it becomes a communal obligation to set aside a bais, a house, a room, where the people can come to daven for whatever there's eis tefillah, when there is the time for davening. V'zeh nikra beis haknesses. V'keifin b'nei ha'ir zeh livna islam beis haknesses. V'likna islam sefer Torah nevim u'ksuf. And it's a ding fear. What does that mean? That means if I want, there's 10 of us, and I want, and you don't want. We take a vote. Brought up to the AGM, we'll take a vote. Not so. Torah is not interested in the decisions of the AGM. That kefin, the deen is, the halacha, the Torah law is that everyone must contribute towards it. It has nothing to do with if one wants or one doesn't want. If there are 10, then everyone is obligated. And if 3 people want and 7 don't want, it has nothing to do with it. According to the deen of the Torah, they are obligated to all pitch in equally or according to their means in order to establish a shul. It's interesting that Hagos Maimonides brings a shaila. This shaila is brought in the Peskim. It's brought in the Peskim Achreinim, Achayodim brings it and others. He says there was an year, Shein Bo Lasor, a little village which had 10. Now came Yontif, came Yom Neroim. It's a common question, shaila. Came Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So one of the 10 tells the rest of the people that I've decided this Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I'm coming up to Johannesburg to daven with my children. So they say, look, it's very nice that you want to go daven with your children on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but you're going to leave us without a minyan, you're going to leave us with 9 people. So you'll say, look, what should I do? That's your problem. I have a minyan, I'm going to Johannesburg. What's the halacha? The halacha is, in a city that there was only 10, and one wants to go away for Yantiv, Alpidin, you can force him to stay, or he must hire someone in his place, in order not to be mevatel the minyan and the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He's a member of the town, then he is obligated to pitchin. He's one of the ten, then he must stay. He can't stay, then he can hire someone who will be in his stead. Kiven de haminig bechol tfutzes agele shafile mishe ein la minyan sholem seichrim echor eishnayim ayetzim lamocha macha sheish b'minyan. Because it's a custom in all places in the Golos, that goes by Maimonides writes, that where, for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, even places that didn't have a minyan, but Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they had a minyan. And it was also a prevalent custom that even places that no longer could get a minyan, they would hire people to come in order that they would have a minyan. So therefore, in this case, he is obligated. And either he must stay, or you can't force him to stay, but then he must guarantee someone in his place. And they have to buy a Sefer Torah and Bim Ksuvim, whatever is necessary for the Seder HaTfilos. In Halacha Hey, the Rambam brings, Botik Nisyeis Ubotim Midrosheis Negin Ben Kovid. We have to give great honor to the shuls and to the houses of study. Umechabdin Neisom, Umarbitz Neisom, and you must keep them up. You must see that they're clean. You must see that they're well painted. You're not allowed to let them become run down, because these are the houses of Hashem. And you must see that there are lights. See, in their days there were candles, so they must see always that the candles were lit in there, or at least when people would come in, it wouldn't be a dark place. You're not allowed in these places to conduct yourself in a manner of folly. It's not a place to fool around. It's not a place to laugh around. Or sikha b'teila. It's not a place for idle conversation. You're not allowed to eat or drink in the shuls. This is why all of your shuls, they always make a room on the side. So there they can eat shalashudis. There they can have a brocha. So that room doesn't have the kedushas beis haknesses. It doesn't have the sanctity of the beis haknesses. But in the shul itself, you're not allowed to eat or drink. Or you're not allowed just to loaf around. Or you're not even allowed to go into these places. For example, if it's raining outside, you can't say, let's go in to come out of the rain. And so forth. Chachomim v'talmideihem mutorin lechol lishtehem bideichek. But for the sages and the talmidim, since they were in the Beis HaMedrash the whole day, so the Rambam brings us 2 days in this. We'll see a little later two opinions, but the Rambam holds an opinion that they were allowed to eat and drink bideichek when it's very, very necessary. Since they're there all day learning, so they were allowed to eat and drink there. But that's when it's very necessary. We must also understand that today in the West, we live kinahora, in great wealth. In Europe, especially in Litta, a Beis HaMedrash was not a part of a complex, or a shul wasn't part of a complex. A Beis HaMedrash was one room. And that was the whole building. If someone wanted to sleep, he didn't go into the next room to sleep. There was no next room to sleep in. If someone wanted to eat, if he couldn't eat there, he had to go outside to eat. Sometimes it might have been 30 below zero Fahrenheit. This is why there were always stories that when the guests would come, they would try to find a corner, or sometimes they would have to sleep on a bench or so forth. So the Chachomim and Talmidim, since they were sitting in the Beis HaMedrash all day, so it says that they gave them permission to eat and drink, but bedechek, because of the necessity. Another halacha that Rambam brings, mutar la'aseis beis haknesses beis hamedrash. You can take a beis haknesses and you can make it into a beis hamedrash. You can take a shul and make it into a yeshiva. But you're not allowed to take a Beis HaMedrash, a house of study, and make it into a shul. In other words, it will be only for tefillah. She kedushas Beis HaMedrash, she seira al kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Umalin bekedish v'lei merid. Because the Beis HaMedrash has a higher sanctity than the Beis HaKnesses. And we can always make things more kodesh than they were before, but we're not allowed to take something which was kodesh and read it and bring it down. I'd like to quote a halacha from the Shulchan Aruch. In Or HaChaim, Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, brings what we quoted from the Rambam, and he goes into great length, which we do not have time to go into now. But then he brings, in regards to the halacha of the Talmidim, the Chachomim and Talmidim that were in the Shul or in the Beis HaMedrash all day, he says, others say that they're allowed to eat even Shalemideh. Even they don't have to wait till it's an utter dire situation, but they're allowed to eat and drink there. Why? Because since they're there all day, Haviki Beisu, it becomes like their house. And since it's like their house, so they can do things there that they will not be allowed to do otherwise. But the base can bring, but that doesn't include things like Kalas Reish. They can't do anything that's lightheaded or folly. In other means, but what means in Tzedech Mitzvah, things which are the Tzedech Mitzvah necessary for their learning. If, well, not a situation where you've got a room right next door to eat, then you couldn't say that it's a mitzvah to eat in the Beis HaMedrash. You can go right next door. See? But where they could eat, they could go to another place to eat. They could go into the town or whatever it might be. But then since that would disrupt their learning and they were there the whole day, therefore they were given permission. And this is why you found in litter also, in the old times, you used to hear about people, they used to sleep on the bench in the Beis HaMedrash. Because many times it was B'shas Adchak, they had no other place to sleep. Now, the Mishnah Berurah writes as follows. One is not allowed to have Kalas Reish. He's not allowed to have lightheadedness in these places. Ki hein nikroim migdosh me'at. See, bring a Gemara. Because they are a Beis HaMikdosh. They are a secondary Beis HaMikdosh. Ki meidich siv, like it states, he lohem lemigdosh me'at. Brings the posuk from Yechezkel. Ube migdosh, and by the Beis HaMikdosh it states, es migdoshai tirohu. By the Beis HaMikdosh it states that you must fear my sanctuary. Shemore shel hasheichin bo'olov. You must fear the sanctuary because HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells there. So therefore, you must fear also the shuls and the yeshivas. Because of Bismak, the Sefer Mitzvahs HaKotan writes, Sheba'oven kalis reish bebeis haknesis, nefochin lebeis aveira zorach hasvisholem. He says, because of the aveira of kalis reish, where people do not have the proper respect in the shul, this is why we see some shuls eventually become houses of idolatry. How is it possible that a shul where we serve Hashem should become a church? So he writes, this is the cause. Because people do not have proper respect, this causes the Beis HaKnesses to become a house of idolatry. Then he goes through all of the details here, which again we do not have time, but he says, with Sikha B'Teilo, a person in a shul, he says, must be very careful of his conversation. Even if it's conversation that one is allowed to have, but in a shul it's osur. For sure, if it's conversation that one is not allowed to have. And he brings from the Zayir HaKodesh that the Aveira is a great Aveira, and the Einish, the punishment, is a great punishment for people who talk in shuls, and especially during the davening. He says it's an oven plili, it's an enormous Aveira. And he says people are not Zoyer in it. And then he says, and especially, he says, if they're going to speak Dvorim Asurim, something which one is not allowed to speak, for example, Loshon Hora, Lechilas, Machlekes, Ktotes. Because besides the fact that these are such great Averas, they're mezalzel, they put to shame the Shechina. This is according to the Gemara, the Shul and a Beis HaMedrash is a Beis HaMikdosh. If it's a Beis HaMikdosh, then it's the palace of the king. He says, what is that? That a person does Averis, he speaks Loshon Hora, or he speaks Machlekes in front of the king. It would be far better than that he wouldn't be in shul. And many times, he says, this comes to bring others to Averis. For example, he says, many times you see that, and sometimes he says it's even in the presence of the Sefer Torah,
He says, many times you see a person is talking and he's saying something bad about someone else in shul, and someone else heard about it, and they get into a machlekes. He says, a machlekes in shul, a machlekes before the Sefer Torah, a machlekes in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, many times the machlekes spreads. He says, what, can there be a greater disgrace to the Shekhinah? And many times he says, sometimes it even comes to fighting, or they curse at each other. And he says, till the whole place is kemadura esh, like a fire in the shul. And he says, who caused it? This one person caused it, because he was talking, he was saying things. First of all, he shouldn't have been talking in shul. Secondly, what he was saying, he surely shouldn't have said in shul. So therefore he says, Ayori v'chore lidvar Hashem, those who truly fear Hashem, yosi tomid eino v'liboy. Even if he sees other people talking, he should make sure that he never talks dvorim betelim, he never talks words that idle words, and certainly words which are forbidden in the basic neshes or basic neshes. U'mokim zeyim yuchad etzle rak leteira l'tfila. And this place, these places should be set aside only for Torah and for tfila. This is something that people should go through, that Mishnah Berurah, because we didn't read it all. He goes into many details there. That's in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph. But then in the Chofetz Chaim, in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, where he lists the mitzvahs that one can transgress when he speaks Lashon Hara, so he writes that in Zayin, in Essay Zayin, he says, if a person speaks Lashon Hara, then he transgresses this mitzvah, and that mitzvah, and this mitzvah, and he lists there a whole cheshbon of Yudalef 11 positive commandments and 14 negative commandments. But he says, this is if he speaks the Lashon Hara, not in the Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesses. Avli medaber Lashon Hara v'chilis v'Beis HaMedrash Beis HaKnesses. But what happens if he speaks Lashon Hara in a shul or in a yeshiva? Eiver old amitzvah esei u'migdoshai. He transgresses also the mitzvah min haTorah that you shall fear my sanctuary. And there's where he brings in his Berimayim Chayim, Rishenim, hold this is a mitzvah min haTorah. And there's something to think about. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you shall fear my sanctuary, this goes also on the shul and on the yeshiva, because that is the sanctuary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu today. So he transgresses that mitzvah min haTorah. Ubeis HaMedrash shalonu gam kein bechlal migdoshu. The Beis HaMedrash, our Beis HaMedrash is a migdosh today, like it's mavur bepeskim. V'nitztavinu b'zeh ha'posuk lira mimishi sheichin bay. And therefore we have to fear he who dwells there. And therefore we're allowed to do things only which are tzerech rabim, only which is necessary for the tzibur, and which are mitzvah. Stoker, see, he says, it's a funny thing. People come and they talk in shul, they talk in a Beis HaMedrash, and they do everything. And then, if you want to raise some money for stoker, they say, no, this is not proper for the shul. Make an appeal, make an auction, this is not proper. See? And the Gemara says just the contrary. Gemara says just the contrary. He says, therefore, you're allowed to do only things which are mitzvah and atzor chatzibur. For example, he says, Cheshbeni shel mitzvah, kupe shel tzedakah. To raise money in the shul, what can be a greater mitzvah? To raise money for the poor, for chesed, or for Torah, that's a mitzvah. See? But stam talk, or certainly letzones, to joke around. He says this is an
oven pleli. You see how the
minds have become distorted and influenced from the values, which are not Torah values. You got people that will talk and say everything. But you want to raise some money in a shul, they say, no, that's not proper for a shul. And he says, no conditions help on this. You can't make any conditions in a shul or in a yeshiva where it allows you to have letzones or lightheadedness or so forth. And he says, so how much more so is it than he who speaks Lashon Hara? In a shul or in a Beis HaMedrash, right where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells, that's a bizoin to the Shekhinah. There he's speaking be Beis HaMelech, in the house of the king. And even the Lomdei Teira B'Kfiyas, even those who learn in the Beis HaMedrash the whole day, and therefore they were given reshus to eat and drink in the Beis HaMedrash. But Cholilo, heaven forbid, they were given reshus to speak Lashon Hara in the Beis HaMedrash, or to speak Letzonis in the Beis HaMedrash. And they're also Aver, they'll transgress this mitzvah, which we're speaking about. The Ottawa Talmidei Chachomim Eina Muzorin Mameira Amigdosh. Are the Talmidei Chachomim, are they exempted from the mitzvah of fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his home? And they were only allowed to eat and drink because they're always learning there and they have no other place to go. And then he goes further. He says he'd like to explain what comes from this, because this is a very serious offense, but it's one of the offenses that people do not take seriously. And just like in our time, there was in his time also, there are many people that you come into a shul and many people are talking. So he says he would like to explain how far this goes. Because you have someone who's talking, and then they start to read the Sefer Torah, and he wants to finish his story. So he doesn't hear the whole Kriya. Not only he doesn't hear the whole Kriya, but he prevents other people from hearing the Kriya. So he was just mevatel other mitzvahs, the mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu was mesaken, that we should hear the Kriya Sater all of the time. Then he's talking, and the chazan is davening, and the chazan says a brocha, and he's talking, so he doesn't answer omen. So he brings that there's a great aveira to hear a brocha and not answer omen. Then he's continuing with his story. He's either talking about the cricket match or the stock markets or whatever it might be, and he's saying Kaddish. The chazan is saying Kaddish, and he's talking during Kaddish. Then comes the Yesh Me'rab, and he's talking during Yesh Me'rab. He brings from the Zayir and from others that there could be a greater Avera that we talk. Instead of answering Yesh Me'rab, he's talking. So he goes through the whole business here, okay, of how many Averas this can bring a person to. One thing we should always remember, see, people, the chazan is davening, he's saying over the Shemayin Esrei, and someone wants to say something, and he's talking to someone. It's very important, he says, it's very important. Right? You should always remember this when you want to talk in a shul, especially during the davening. No matter how important it is, what you have to say very seldom will come to the importance of what the Shliach Tzibur has to say, or the one who's reading the Sefer Torah will have to say. Now another halacha, which is an important halacha, and this is brought in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tzadik Ches Sifkot and Gimel. Simen Tzadik Ches Sifkot and Gimel in the Mishnah Brura. There's a mitzvah that the Chachomim said that we have to educate our children in mitzvahs. Chachomim say we must take children and educate them in mitzvahs. We must teach them how to eat matzah on Pesach. We must teach them how to say the Shema. We must teach them how to put on tzitzis. So also we must teach them how to daven, and we must teach them how to participate in the shul, in the tefillah b'tzibur. So this is a mitzvah. But the mitzvah of chinuch, of educating children, is only when they've reached the particular age which they are capable of understanding or practicing that mitzvah, that particular mitzvah. So this means that if you want to bring someone to shul, to daven, so he has to be of the age in order for this mitzvah to relate to. He must be of the age where he can come to shul and sit and daven and answer amen and yesh me'rabo and so forth and so on. You want to bring him to the Megillah of Purim, so he has to be to the age where he can sit through the Megillah. Look, Gabi, the Megillah, it's brought, I think, 9 years old, 10 years old, 11 years old. He must be a child which is capable. What about younger children?
Taisus in Hagiga, the beginning of Masechta Hagiga, brings that there was an old minig to bring a baby into the shul, to see the shul, and perhaps something will rub off. It was an old minig, just to bring, it's brought from the, he learns it out, they learn it out from the, from Hakel, from the mitzvahs of Hakel. Once every 7 years, everybody came, so it says they brought the children also. But that was not during the tefillah. And that was, they brought him in for a minute and they took him out. What about bringing children that cannot daven and they cannot sit through the tefillah? So what do? They run around in the shul. This has become a minhag called Yisrael today. See? This is a prevalent minhag that the more children the better, and the more running around the better, and the more noise the better. The Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Sadeches, Sivkot and Gimel, Bishlo, he brings from the Shlo HaKodesh. Kere Tager, he calls out with a great cry, Ala Mivim Yelodim Lebeis HaKnesses V'Hainu Ketanim She'edayin Le'igiyah L'chinuch. And those people that bring children to the shul, who have not yet reached the age where they can be educated in this mitzvah, where they can sit through a davening where they're supposed to, the way they're supposed to. Mitam ki ha'yelodim misachkim umeraktim bebeis haknesses. Because the children, they play and they run around and they jump and they dance in the shuls. Umechalalim kedushas beis haknesses. And they desecrate the sanctity of the shul. So that's the first. The desecration of the sanctity of the shul. Would you bring children to run around the Beis HaMikdash? Heaven forbid. And the Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Miat. So the first thing is when they come and they run around and they jump around and they make noise, they are desecrating the sanctity of the Beis HaKnesses. Secondly, Gam Mevavolim Dasa Mishpalalim. They disturb those who daven. It's all kind of halachas that when one davens, he's supposed to hear, he's supposed to think, he's supposed to be mechaven es libo, he's supposed to concentrate on what he's doing to serve Hashem. If there's banging and there's noise, so they disturb, they interrupt those who are davening. So that's the second aveda, where they cause others, they do not allow others to daven. We owed, thirdly, gam ki yaskinu lo yasiru mimino gavra. Not only this is not chinuch mitzvah, this is not educating them, but it's chinuch aveira. You are educating them in aveira. Why? Because the way you educate a child when he's young, that's how he'll grow up. If he's used to coming into a shul, jumping around and making noise and talking, so he's going to grow up with this education. That a shul, this is what you do. A shul, you can make noise. A shul, you can talk and you can jump around. Keep asher nishanchu biyaldusam lishtakeah. They are taught in their childhood the shtageya to become a sugar in the shul, ulevazo is kedushas beis haknesses, and to desecrate the kedusha of the shul. So he says, therefore, the shloah, and this was in all of your places, in your yeshivas and other places, they never allowed children to come in. Children were not allowed to. Children belonged in the home. When were they allowed to come in? Avok shigir lechinuch. Once they are of the age where they can be educated, adarab, then it's a mitzvah yivyemu eisoy lebeis haknesses. Then it's a mitzvah, but yalmideu or cheschaim. But then you have to teach them the way of life. Leishe be'emo be'ira. They must come. I remember when I was brought to shul, I had to sit next to my father, and I had to sit the whole time. And if I would say something, I would know right away what I was doing was not right. Then it's a mitzvah to bring them, but then it's a mitzvah they must sit next to their father, be'emo be'ira, with a fear of a shul. And you don't allow them to move out of the place. And you teach them lanes omein, how to answer omein, and kaddish, and kedusha. You'll say it's too difficult for the child to sit through for 2 hours? No. Emes, true. Then he must be home. But not running around the shul. Many people say, but I don't want to leave my child home with the shiksa on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Then don't do it.
But that's not permission to bring one to the shul, to desecrate the kedusha of the shul, or to disturb others from davening. Then you must stay home with them. Many would want to say, but Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, what should I do? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, leave the children home with the shiksa. But I should not come. This is the halacha. The halacha is, then you don't come. You stay with them. There were many, many mothers in the old days. All of the mothers stayed home. If they didn't have maids, they stayed home with the children. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they davened at home. It was only when the children were old enough to come and participate properly, then they came. Not only that, because you don't want to stay home, therefore you're allowed to bring children and disturb the mispalavim, to disturb the others that are davening, or to desecrate the kedusha of the Beis Knesses. This Ein Shoam Besef in Yitfila. Then he brings Ein Betanet Be'Eliyahu. Then he brings from Tanet Be'Eliyahu. Tanet Be'Eliyahu is a medrash from the Tanoim. Godel ha'enish sheyesh la'av, the great onish, the great punishment, heaven forbid, that a father gets shemeniach es benoi lana is dvorim shel hevel with tiflis bebeis haknesses, that who allows his son to do things in a shul which are osur. See, when a child runs around in a shul, the child is not going to be punished. It's not his fault. But heaven forbid the father. See, or the mother. And the Mishnah Berurah brings us the halacha from the Tanit Be'Eliyahu, which is from the Tanoim. So you should know that this minhug that we see today, when we bring in children and they run and they drink and they break, see, and whatnot, Mishnah Berurah brings in another place. He brings that a person must be very careful not to damage anything in a shul, not to scratch or damage anything. Why? All the time you have to be careful. But here there's another reason. Because it states Leisasun Kein LaShem Elokeichem. It states that by Aveiros Zora, idolatry, you're obligated to destroy it. But Hashem says you shouldn't do it to me, and it's a Leisas, a negative commandment. And therefore, he says someone who breaks something in the Beis Hamikdash transgresses this negative commandment, and a shul or a Beis Hamidrash has the same halacha, and therefore you transgress that negative commandment. So when the child does this, the child, it's not the child's fault. And therefore the Tanit Be'Eliyahu says that heaven forbid the father or the mother will be held responsible. And this is something very, very important, and this is something which has been istarbeh, but something which is a distortion that was not prevalent in the old days. I'd just like to conclude. The Gemara tells us that the Beis Hamikdash, there came a time when it was ended, but the Mikdash Mi'at, the small Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara says never ends. It brings from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin the Gemara in Sanhedrin and of Kufhei. And of Kufhei Amid Beis. It says that Bilam, when he came to curse Klal Yisrael, he said 10 curses. Amir b'yechnan b'yechose sheleis rosha atolomad mahoye b'libay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all the curses and he turned them into brochas. From the brachas which are written in the Torah, we can see what he wanted to curse. His first curse was against the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, when he said, Matovu Alecho Yaakov, Bishkneisecha Yisrael. So he said, Hashem said, how good are the tents of Yaakov. He meant to say that the tents of Yaakov, these are the Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses, they should be destroyed. Mishkneisecha Yisrael, these are your dwelling places in Yisrael. He wanted to say Leitish Shekhinah Lehem, the Shekhinah shouldn't be there. And then he cursed the kingship, and he cursed the oil which gave the sanctification to the kings, and he cursed the Beis Hamikdash and so forth and so on. Each one was turned to brocha. Then the Gemara says, even though each one was turned to brocha, but eventually each curse was fulfilled, and we saw all was lost. We saw the kingship came to an end. and we saw the wealth of Eretz Yisrael came to an end, and we saw the Beis HaMikdash came to the end. So then the Gemara says, but one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let the curse affect. And what was that? Kulam chozu leklolu chutz mi bote kinesiyes u bote midroshes. The one that he wanted to curse, the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses, that one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did not let affect at all. So Rashi says, Shalayifseko mi Yisrael le'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want, wherever there should come an end to the shuls or to the houses of study in Israel. So therefore, that always lasted. Then the Gemara in Megillah tells us as follows. It says, Asidim bote kinesiyos u bote midroshes shebevovel sheyikfu be'eretz Yisrael. If the shuls and the Beis HaMedrash of Bavel are merely the extension of the Mikdash Godel, of the great sanctuary, and they are the Mikdash Mi'at, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gone with Klal Yisrael into Golus. So therefore, when he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, they will also come back to Eretz Yisrael. All of the shuls where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelled, and all of the yeshivas where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelled, they will come back to Eretz Yisrael, and they will have a place in Eretz Yisrael. How do we know that? So it brings a pasuk from Yirmiyahu. The Yirmiyahu Memvov. Ki ketovor behorim ukekarmu bayom yovo. Har Tavor.
This was a famous mountain.
And Har Carmel. These were famous mountains. These are mountains in Eretz Yisrael. It seems from the Chazal that originally they were not in Eretz Yisrael. And when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah in Sinai, they came to Sinai to hear the Torah. Torah was being taught. So Har Tavor and Har HaKarmel were not in Eretz Yisrael. And when Torah was being given, they came to Har Sinai to hear Torah being taught. Then it states that Har Tavor and Har HaKarmel will come to Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, why will they come to Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Shleboel lefishol lil meitera nikvoim be'Eretz Yisrael, because they learned Torah, and they learned Torah only for a short time at the time Torah was given at Sinai, and because they had learned Torah, so there was zeichet to come to Eretz Yisrael. So bate kinesiyos ubate midroshes, so the shuls and the yeshivas of Golus shekerin, that we read the Sefer Torah in, umar bitzin ben Torah, and we teach Torah in it, al achas kama v'kama, how much more so will they come to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, asidim bote kinesiyos ubate midroshes. Well, this is the whole reason, like we said, because they are merely the extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. So when he goes back, he'll bring them back also. So the Mashah on this Gemara, he says, this is the pshat in... Can you give me... you see, there's a red sitter there. Just give me that, please. Right there, yeah. He says, this is the pshat in David HaMelech in the Shir HaMalos. It's in Tilim, Kuf Chav Beis. Shir HaMalos LeDavid. David sang a song. So machti be'imrim li, Beis Hashem nelech. He says, I rejoiced when they said to me, let's go to the Beis Hashem. Lefi pshute, what is it referring to? The Beis HaMikdash. He says, no. He's referring to the shuls and the yeshivas. He says, I rejoiced of golus. He says, I rejoiced when they said, let me go, let us go to the shuls and to the yeshivas of the golus. Why? Because eindus hayor agleinu b'sharach Yerushalayim. Because when we stand in the shuls and in the yeshivas of golus, we are standing in the gates of Yerushalayim. Because these shuls and yeshivas will be brought to Eretz Yisrael, and they'll become part of the Beis HaMikdash, like the Gemara here says. They'll become part of the Mikdash Godel. They are the Mikdash Mi'at, and they will become part of the great Mikdash. Yerushalayim habnuya ki ir shechubra lo yachtov. When Yerushalayim is built up, it will be the city that will bring us all together. What does this mean? He says, when Yerushalayim is rebuilt, it will bring us all together. It will bring all of the shuls and the yeshivas of Golos together. It brings in the Medrash, Asidin Beis HaMikdash, Liyais Godel Ki Yerushalayim.
When the Beis HaMikdash is built up, it will be spread as large as Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim will be spread as large as Eretz Yisrael.
He says, why would the Beis HaMikdash be spread as large as Yerushalayim? Because it will have to encompass all of the Mikdash Me'at. The Mikdash Godel will have to encompass all of the Mikdash Me'at, all of the small shuls and yeshivas.
So therefore, David HaMelech said that I rejoice when I go into a shul or into a yeshiva in Golos. Why? Because I'm standing in the gates of Yerushalayim. Because this where I'm standing, he writes, his Loshon is, this where I'm standing now,
because this where I'm standing now, this is the Beis HaMikdash de Lo'osi that will be rebuilt. Because it's a Mikdash Me'at, and all of the Mikdash Me'at will come together and will become part of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, it will be Yerushalayim Yeshechubra Lonu Yachtov. It will bring all of us together. Therefore, Simachtim, I rejoice when I go to the Beis Hashem. So this gives us some yisodos. Parshas Truma deals with the Mikdash HaGodol, with the great Beis HaMikdash. That we are not zeicher to have today. But on that Yecheskel said, Vay Mikdash Me'at, that you will have an extension of it. And this extension, Elu Bote Kinesia Isu Bote Midrash Shebavavavav. From here, we must learn what is a Beis HaKnesses and what is a Beis HaMedrash, how we must conduct ourselves, and that we must bring it to the level where it is the Mikdash Me'at.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.